Hey folks, it's Marvin Cash, the host of the Articulate Fly, and we're back with another Central PA Fishing Report with George Costa from TCO Fly Shop and State College. How you doing, George?
I'm amazing as always, Marvin. How are you?
See, I hear that little skip in your voice, and I know you're back from fishing in the Bahamas.
I am. Back to reality. Back from beautiful blue water to, you know, green Pennsylvania water. But both are beautiful in their own right. So, you know, take what you can get.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your week away goofing off down in the Bahama.
Yeah, it was fantastic. We had a fantastic trip. The group was great. We had excellent bone fishing, a little cloudy, but everybody got some fish, and it was nice to be back down in the tropics and see something different and fish for some, you know, amazing, awesome bonefish down in Andros at Swains K Resort.
Yeah, and the cool thing too, right, is you got to miss kind of the tail end of the ugly winter crud in Central PA, and, you know, the cannon is loaded for some pretty killer dry fly action, right?
This is true. Actually, the week I was away, it got pretty warm here, and the dry fly action was fantastic, so olives were really good. But now we got a little bit of a cold spell, so overall, on the PA front, we got a little bit of a cold snap this week, so the hatches are kind of slowed down a little bit, but we've still got really good blue-winged olives. We're starting to see a handful of caddis. We are starting to see, you know, the olives pick up, and there's definitely been some granums action has kind of been spotted here and there. So I think as soon as we get a good snap of the warm weather, then I think that the hatches are really going to start in earnest, and it should be pretty good moving forward into the beginning of April.
Got it. And of course, I know, you know, you guys can fish year round up there, but there's some significance to what folks call opening day in PA, right?
Oh, for sure. So all of our stocked trout water is going to be closed until the opener, which is, I believe, the second week of April this year. I'm thinking the 6th or the 7th, not 100%, because we usually do just fish those non-stocked waters. But if you want to get out there for some fish on the local streams that are stocked and, you know, fill up the frying pan, that's going to not happen for a couple more weeks.
Yeah, but you guys are running a special on power bait in the shop, right?
That's all I use anymore is power bait. Just power bait and wax worms. Why not?
Yeah, dude. I think the bubblegum pink corn is awesome.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. So, yeah. So, you know, I would imagine, you know, your tying classes and things are kind of tapering down, maybe tail end of sales, but I would imagine you probably got like newbie fly fishing classes getting teed up, right?
For sure. Yep. We've got all our beginners classes are kicking off. I started my first beginners class of the year last week. So I've got a bunch of those lined up. So if you're new to the sport and want a really good opportunity to learn a lot in a class setting, I would definitely sign up for that. Our head guide, Sam, has some Euro nymphing classes lined up throughout the spring. And all of our other locations got a bunch of classes, bunch of beginners classes. If you're thinking about getting into fly fishing and you're not really sure where to go, all of our beginners classes at all of our locations are a great way to learn. So check out our website for all the information on them.
Got it. Any kind of new products in the shop you want to share, folks?
Nothing crazy. We just got all of our spring shipment of everything in. So there's some really cool new clothing, new styles, new hats on the new rod front. If you haven't gotten a chance to cast the new Orvis Helios rods, those are amazing. If you're thinking about a new stick, definitely check those out. They're amazing rods. And, you know, just load it up for springtime. Get in here and, you know, shop a little and see what you need for the season, and we'll get you geared up.
Yep, and call you yesterday if you want to book a guide trip, right?
Yes. Yeah, we still have a couple of spaces available up here at State College. We can probably squeeze you in. If you ask for Pence Creek on Memorial Day, I'm going to give you a different answer. But if you're thinking about doing a guide trip, we can probably squeeze you in up here at some point throughout the spring. And all of our other locations, I'm sure, can fit you in as well.
Well, there you go. Well, listen, you know, George, if he hadn't come back from the Bahamas, we'd be totally bummed out that no one sent in a question this time. So, you know, folks, remember, we love questions on the Articulate Fly. You can email them to us, DM us on social media. If we use your question, I will send you some Articulate Fly goodies, and we're in a drawing for some cool stuff from the shop. And George, before I let you go, you want to share shop hours, location, and all that kind of cool stuff?
Absolutely. So we here in State College are open 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sundays, at 2030 East College Avenue. All of our other locations are open similar hours, so check out tcoflyfishing.com, and we hope to see you up here soon.
Well, there you go. Well, listen, folks, get out there and catch a few. Tight lines, everybody. Tight lines, George.
Take it easy, Mark.